Better Listen presents Global Perspectives and Psychedelic Poetics with Terence McKenna.
Global Perspectives and Psychedelic Poetics is what it says in the propaganda, which I assume is simply permission to rave about whatever comes to mind. Global Perspectives. I guess what I could say about this, from a psychedelic perspective, the thing that is different for psychedelic people looking at the global dilemma that we're in and that increases, that continues to deepen around us, is that it's, from my point of view, permission to hope rather than despair, because I think that processes, institutions that for 1,000 years or more have been building toward some kind of symmetry break, some kind of definitive self-revealing moment that we now are turning final, as pilots say. We're now deeply embedded in the pattern. We can see enough of what's ahead of us to begin to actually feel the texture of the end of human history. It's no longer an abstraction. Even the straight people who own the world with their long-term and short-term projections, looking at population growth, spread of greenhouse gases, disappearance of the ozone hole, rising third world expectations, so forth and so on. When you propagate all these trends, it seems very clear that business as usual is no longer an option. Nobody's talking about that. So we're either in some kind of final fatal meltdown of the values of Western civilization revealed now after 1,000 or 2,000 year run to essentially be bankrupt, or we're going to transform ourselves unrecognizably. There really isn't any middle ground. The most radical and least likely future of all, it seems to me, is a future in which we continue just to stumble forward as we have been since the Industrial Revolution. That's no longer an option. And so then the question becomes a sort of a Gnostic conundrum. Is this the final act of some kind of great cosmic tragedy in which intelligence rises out of the slime, is shown to be inadequate and sinks back into the slime? Or is this, a tale of difficulty overcome and heroism won? And are we going to be able to shed the monkey nature and shed the ego and actually move up to some kind of shining ideal? You know, if you think of us as the descendants of the angels, this is a pretty tatty circumstance we've come to rest in. On the other hand, if you think of us as the descendants of shit-hurling apes screeching through the treetops, then it's pretty amazing what has been accomplished here. One of the dilemmas that I feel very strongly, and I'm just sort of talking off the top of my head here, because whenever a crowd is small enough, I sort of feel like I'm in my own living room. We don't have to have the pretense of knowing lecturer and, eager to be educated audience. The real challenge, I think, is trying to decide what is baggage.